and 96.9 FM.
Live and local.
This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, January 18th, 33 degrees on our way to 60 before it is all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Aaron Blocker. Aaron heads the Elite Program, Lifestyle Empowerment for Alzheimer's Prevention, and they have a Fun on the Farm event coming up in the very near future. Aaron, good morning.
Hey, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. How about yourself today?
Very good.
Good. Well, Aaron brought this up on Talk of Emporia a couple of weeks back here about this particular event. It's called Fun on the Farm, and it's fast approaching, Aaron. We got this coming up here this week.
Yes, on Thursday, just a couple days from now. So we are really excited about it. It should be a lot of fun. This is a program that is free. It's open to families. There's really no stipulations. You just have to have a family. And it's co-hosted by LEAP at ESU, Mobilizing Literacy, the Migrant Education Program, and K-State Research and Extension here in Lyon County.
Well, Aaron, you mentioned this is going to be fun. Where will this fun be happening, and what kind of fun on the farm are we talking about?
Yes. So Fun on the Farm is our theme. So everything that we do, the literacy activity, the book, the exercise that we're going to do, the food that we're going to eat and prepare to take home, everything is going to have a farm theme. So think lots of fresh foods, maybe healthier twists on how we can, you know, cook up the meat and potatoes kind of thing. But I will say, nobody ever leaves sad. Everyone's always very happy with the food provided, so it's really fun. And we're going to do exercise using some kind of farming, gardening equipment, and then everybody will take that equipment home to use at their own home. So it should be quite a lot of fun.
So activities start 6:30 at the Boyer Building. How do you reserve a spot,
yes,
and do we have spots still available right now at this point in time?
We do have a few spots still left. So if families are interested, and I would really encourage people, if you haven't attended one of our events before, please do so. The kids absolutely have a blast. Everybody always goes home with some sort of fun item. So one month we sent everybody home with a crock pot. One month we sent everybody home with Pyrex, like glass containers with, yeah, lids for storing food. So there's always some practical thing that you can use to help you continue these healthy habits at home. Yeah, to register, all they have to do is call the K-State Research and Extension office here in town, and they will get them all signed up.
620-341-3220 to reserve your space, but don't delay. As Aaron mentioned, just a couple of slots left, but they certainly would enjoy having you at the Boyer Building coming up at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, January 20th. I'm reading on your flyer here that you will be exercising with a bucket.
Yes, we are going to be.
You are creative, I must say.
You should really see all the different ways we have come up with exercise. In October, we exercised with pumpkins. They were our weights, they were our obstacle courses, everything, and then everybody went home with pumpkins for their front porch that they could later eat because we taught them how to, yeah, make things out of pumpkins. Yes, we are going to be utilizing buckets and bags of dirt and things that we will then be later creating kind of a home garden with everybody. So we're going to be utilizing those to do some really creative exercise, and I have some awesome assistants from the ESU Health and Human Performance Department who helped me come up with all these wacky ideas, because I have learned younger brains come up with so many more just really creative ideas. So we kind of all work together and try to make it fun for everybody and give people something new every month.
Now, Aaron, one of the things that, you know, when we had our longer chat on the Talk of Emporia here a couple of weeks ago, is just, I guess, maybe the combination of things that LEAP is really all about, and lifestyle adjustments here in order to help brain health. And this is one thing that obviously you've been interested in and excited about here for a number of years. But I think it may surprise a lot of folks who don't pay attention much to Alzheimer's or dementia development just how much really research is ongoing right now in several different ways in order to reduce the impact of Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yeah, and we did talk about that quite a bit. We know that exercise and physical activity are very, very important. People who are just more active throughout their lifespan have a lower risk of any form of dementia. And that doesn't mean you have to be an athlete. You know, just having an active lifestyle, constantly moving, is very, very impactful. We also know that nutrition plays a huge role. And one thing that we always try to teach people, to share with them, is it doesn't have to be perfect. We're not expecting perfection. I don't expect perfection in the diet from myself. But if we can make little tweaks, that can have a really, really huge trickle-down effect and can be very, very powerful for your brain health. And not only for your brain health, but for your heart health and for your weight and all these other comorbidities that just increase your risk for dementia.
So are you staying active with the LEAP program up in Emporia State? I know that you're a United Way community partner, and you seem to have activities quite often during the year. Will that be the case here in 2022?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, we start our... we get back to our exercise classes beginning Wednesday. So we have a twice-weekly exercise program that's been going on for, gosh, I think 6 years, and have a great group of, it just happens to be all ladies, and we are always, always welcoming more people to our group. In fact, I think we have a new gal joining us on Wednesday. But we do that twice a week, exercise that's shown through research to be really beneficial, not only for your physical health, but for your brain health as well. And we do incorporate some little brain health, kind of brain teaser or thinking activities into the exercise classes often as well. So we'll do that. We've got all kinds of online stuff planned. I just spoke with and hired another bilingual assistant. I've got another interview coming up tomorrow. So really excited about what 2022 is going to hold. It should be really fun.
So where do these exercise classes take place?
Our exercise classes now are actually taking place on campus at ESU, which is great. It's really worked out well. So we have a number of different kind of exercise facilities there within the Health and Human Performance Department that we can utilize. And luckily, I'm married to the head track coach, so we can also kind of utilize some of the track spaces if we need to. So
You've got it in there, yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Right, I've got a little bit of a connection. So we've been doing that for about a year up on campus, and that's worked out really well for us. And there's a lot of benefits to exercising outside, so if we can get outside and get out on the track or walk through the ESU trails, we utilize anything and everything that we can.
Erin, before we kind of rack things up here and remind folks what's going to be taking place Thursday, how often are you having these different presentations and really community activities here for folks? Is this a regular once monthly, once quarterly activity that we can put on the schedule?
Yes, absolutely. So the Leap into Health and Literacy events, the family events, that is every single month, and they are typically the third Thursday of every month. There's a few months where that moves around based on spring break and holidays and things. But yes, those are every single month. Everyone has a different theme, different food, different lessons, different exercise types. So yes, mark your calendars for those, and I can send information for those, absolutely. And then we'll have all kinds of online programs. The exercise class is twice a week forever, but never stops. And, you know, maybe Christmas break and such. And then I think I mentioned to Chuck as well, I do presentations and workshops for groups anytime. Yep. And so if people are interested and they want to contact and they want to talk about a specific topic, or they want a specific exercise workshop for a given population, that's one of the things that I'm able to go out and do because of generous funding through the United Way. So, just shoot me an email, and I'm happy to come out, or, you know, my team and I will come out and do something for you. And we can do that in English or Spanish, since we do have translators.
All right, Erin, if people want to learn more about the LEAP program at ESU, how can they get a hold of you?
A couple ways. So they can email me, eblocker@emporia.edu, or they can check us out on Facebook, and it is LEAP exclamation point, the @ and ESU. Just type that into your Facebook search engine, and you should find us pretty easy.
All right, one more time. Details on Fun on the Farm.
Yes, Fun on the Farm is Thursday at 6:30 p.m. at the Boyer Building. It is free to all families. It's going to be oodles of fun, and you just need to call the K-State Research and Extension office to register.
620-341-3220. Erin, great job. Thanks. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you. It's always great to talk with you guys.
Thanks again. Erin Blocker joining us with the LEAP program. Want to let you know that we're still in the process of finalizing tomorrow's Newsmaker slot, but if you want that, or if you would like a slot for next week's programming, you can call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Don't forget Thursday's Newsmaker slot at 7:15. We start now on a biweekly basis with Newman Regional Health's Chief Executive Officer Bob Wright and at least one guest as we talk about the hospital's COVID-19 response and status report.
And our Newsmaker this morning, Chuck, brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live and Local 731, 33 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Newman Regional Health offers a full range of services and specialties conveniently right here in Emporia for the people of Lyon and surrounding counties. Recognized as a top 100 critical access hospital in the United States for the third consecutive year, Newman Regional Health is committed to providing high